from the New England Patriots. A couple passes defensed yesterday, coming off of a Defensive Player of the Week performance the week before. By the way, congratulations on that, Chandler Jones. We didn't have a chance to say that to you. It wasn't officially announced before we had you on last time, so congrats on
Thank
that.
Thank you, guys.
What did you think of the defense's performance and yours individually yesterday against the Raiders to start?
I feel like we also have room for improvement, always room for improvement. But we definitely could have done better, but, you know, a win is a win, and, you know, we got to keep moving forward. That's our thing, is just keep moving forward.
You know, one of the things people are talking about the offense so much, right? Tom Brady, expectations, you expect it to move, and I was just saying that, to me, one of the positives has been the defense, you know, and the way you guys have played. It's nice, because we always ask this question, you know, sports talk radio, can the Patriots win a game by not scoring 20 points? You know, having the defense kind of carry them, and that's, I think, what you guys have done, not just this week, but as well as last week.
I honestly feel like we all work together. It's like the old ball and chain kind of thing. We also pick each other up, you know, special teams, offense and defense, all three phases. You know, we work each other, and, you know, that showed yesterday, and, you know, that's exactly what we did.
Were you able to see the film of the last from, like, Darren McFadden with the holding call?
No, I did not.
No?
I did not see
it.
Okay.
So overall, what did you guys think of your performance based on, you know, what the Raiders do? I thought Derek Carr actually is going to turn into be a pretty good little quarterback. Did he give you any trouble other than, you know, just his ability just to kind of, you know, strike the ball down there?
You know, I spoke to Derek Carr, you know, during the game. Actually, he was one of the quarterbacks that actually spoke the most of any quarterbacks I've ever played against in 3 years.
Wait, he's actually talking to you during
Matt? Not trash?
Yeah. Not trash at all.
Oh, hi.
Just
hello, talking. Chandler. How are you?
Yeah,
God bless you
talking.
Type stuff.
Well, you almost got me or that type of stuff?
Yeah,
or?
Stuff like that. Like, oh, you're not going to catch me and stuff like that. It was strange, but...
Yeah. And were you like, oh, yes, I am?
Well, I had said in an interview before the game, I said that, you know, Derek Carr, I don't see Derek Carr as being a rookie quarterback, which I don't. He's a very good player.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, he was one of those guys that, you know, read articles about him.
He reads? He's one of those guys that reads?
Because early in the game, he came up to me and he said, hey, Chandler, I really like what you said about me. And I was like, oh, thanks.
But I didn't mean it. Now I'm going to sack you.
It was kind of hard. No, he's a really good quarterback. He's a very good quarterback, you know. We didn't get a chance to get to him because that is credit to him. You know, he has very good awareness in the pocket. You know, there was a few times where I would have got, you know, another quarterback or someone that stood back there. But, you know, he got away from me a few times, which is credit to him. You know, he has very good scrambling abilities. And, you know, he's a young quarterback. I still don't see him as a rookie quarterback. He's a good player.
Well, Chandler, expand on that for a second, because we were just talking about that before you came in when it came to him going to Darrelle Revis' side of the field six times during the game. And I was wondering out loud if maybe that was partially because he is a rookie. You know, and he doesn't know well enough to stay away from Darrelle Revis, and I'm just throwing where the open guy is. But according to what you're saying, it almost sounds like, no, he's poised enough and aware enough to know where everybody is at all times.
I didn't speak in his decision-making aspect. I was speaking as far as, you know, his pocket awareness.
Mm-hmm.
But every team has a game plan, and maybe, you know, going to the left side of the field our left side of the field was their game plan, so you never know.
You know, we were talking earlier, AFC Defensive Player of the Week, and kind of on that outside linebacker, outside defensive end, this week it did seem like you had the hand down more and that 3-4, two-gapping type of thing. Mm-hmm. Can you tell Bill that we like you more on the outside? I know you pride yourself on that, but don't you just – the thought of you on the outside wreaking havoc after being AFC Defensive Player of the Week, it's like, why would you mess with that?
Well, whatever will help the team, honestly.
Well, tell them we want you to change a little bit.
Here's what will help the team.
I feel like a fan opinion and Coach Belichick's opinion will be it's night and day. So, I really enjoy playing that position. I play both positions, and, you know – depending on, you know, what the game plan is, depending on what I play.
What was the game plan for this past game? Just really take out the running game, make sure Darren McFadden doesn't get going?
Just execute, to be honest with you. You know, the running game is something that, you know, you got to try to take pride in as a defense. You know, they didn't have Murray Jones-Drew, but they did have Darren McFadden, which is a very good player. But, yeah, you know, a guy like that, that's a big-time playmaker. You know, you just have to contain him and hope.
Were you getting nervous towards the end of the game when they started driving down there for, you know, just that go ahead touchdown? Were you guys? Was there any? What was going on in the huddle during that time when they started driving down towards the end of the game?
We were just trying to be composed. You know, I know it was a very critical situation at that time of the game where, you know, they had the ball in our high red area, and we had to stop them and. I wouldn't say got nervous. I just say we just knew how critical the situation was, and and a big time player like Vince Wilfork made a great play.
Who is that voice? Like, you know, the calm voice. Is it Mayo? Is it Vince? You got a couple veterans in there. You know, when you say, but just trying to stay calm.
Right. And I think that's Vince and that's Mayo. You know, those guys are both vocal leaders out there in our defense. And if you guys are watching on the games, you'll see their helmets going back and forth and them trying to line us up right and, you know, them trying to encourage us, you know, to move forward to the next play. When we do get, you know, a big play scored on us or a big play, the pass completed on us or something like that. You know, those are the guys that are saying, hey, you know, let's move forward. Next play, you got a whole game to play. You know, you got, or if you have one bad play, you know, those would be the guys that come to me like, hey, you know what, you know, move on. You know, we got the next time to play.
Chandler Jones with us on 93.7 WEEI, again brought to us by Verizon. Never miss a Patriots game this season with the combined power of NFL mobile, Fios, Quantum TV, and internet exclusively from Verizon. Two guys in your defense I wanted to ask you about. Number one, Rob Ninkovich, seemed to have an active game on the other end of the defensive line in this contest against the Raiders. Talk about his performance a little bit, if you would. And Dante Hightower, Vince Wilfork said during the week, he was asked a question about, have you been impressed with the way that Dante has played over the first couple of games? And he said, no, because this is what we expected when he came out of college. Mm. Have you been impressed with what you've seen from Dante? Speak about him a little bit.
Dante is a very great player. He's a very good player. You know, me being here going into our third year, you know, us stepping foot in Foxborough together, we've both improved. And Dante is a very hard worker. He's a very hard worker. And, you know, he does a lot of things off the field that a lot of people doesn't see, like in the weight room and in the field room. And I'm in the film room, I'm sorry. And just that credit to some of the success that he's having early in the season, that credit is just his hard work that he's had this offseason. And he's been a tremendous player for us early, and I'm excited for him to keep on progressing. You know, he's been helping us in the run game, also in the pass game as well. You know, he's got two sacks. So he's been doing well for us, and I'm very, I wouldn't say impressed, but that's not the word. You know, I expect this from Dante. You know, he's a very good player. So, you know, there's always room for improvement, but he's a very good player. So, Rob did very well. You know, he got after the quarterback pretty frequently early in the game. You know, that's just how Rob is. He's a very hard worker, and week in and week out, he's going to get 110% from him.
What was the plan for Jamie Collins? Yeah, do you think what's his best position? Is it a coverage linebacker? Is it a front side Sam? Is it a backside backer? What's he best at? Because he didn't seem like he was on the field a ton. And we were watching the game wondering why he wasn't covering the backside of the backfield, but it was more of a safety situation.
Always wondering, huh?
Always wondering. We're looking for you to shoot us straight.
Well, Jamie Collins, is his best position is whatever Coach Belichick tells him to do.
Oh, God.
You like that, huh?
You like that?
You know what we have to do with him? We're going to have to do what we do with Gerard Mayo. We're going to have to change
the questions. No more movie questions.
We're going to have to. It doesn't have to be movie questions. We're going to have to.
Draw me to sleep, but what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite color?
What's the game plan?
What's Jamie? Yeah.
Well, no, there's one specific guy we got to ask you about because Joey brought this up, and I think he's exactly right on this. We were listening to some of the audio of Brian Stork speaking afterwards. It's his first home game, regular season game, the assembled media, right? Uh-huh. And he was trying so hard to go verbatim off the Patriot Way speak, off the textbook.
Let me hear. You guys got a clip?
No more than five words at a time.
No more than five.
You guys have a clip?
Give him a little bit of Brian Stork, will you?
We're going to cue that up back at the station.
2 minutes.
You got to tell. What's Brian like as a guy off the field? Because if I remember correctly, I had heard a couple people in the college football media say, like, he's funny, he's outgoing, he's like Mr. Laughable, you know?
Yeah, well, this is his first year, so I haven't really got a chance to notice, to take part in a lot of interaction with him. But, you know, as far as, you know, I haven't really had a lot of conversation with
Plus, he's a center, so it's not like he's blocking you every
day. Yeah, we don't go against him. I mean, I do say what's up to him. I'll tap him or give him a high five or something, but.
Everybody gets a high five from Chandler.
We're gonna find that sound. Do you have it? Oh, no, we're gonna find it, but I want to ask you real quick. Mm-hmm. Vince Wilfork with the interception. Now, it wasn't like he blocked a punt, blocked the field goal, ran it all the way back for a touchdown. But what kind of – was there trash talking? Do you like – what do you guys do when you get an interception or somebody else gets on that defensive line? What is that little family you guys have like when something like that happens?
We were just all just, you know, congratulating our team.
Was he talking trash? Revis?
No.
Wolfork Island?
No one was talking trash.
Did the ball still have the air in it after he fell on it?
Before that play, you know, it's on Twitter. If you check it out on Twitter right now, Vince Wilfork called that. He called that interception. He told me. He said, you know, I'm feeling one this week. He said that to me. And well, here I am on the radio show saying this. Vince Wilfork called that interception.
See?
But he also talks about how, like, you know, during that play, okay, he wasn't getting to the quarterback. So he, since he wasn't going to be able to get to him, he was just kind of trying to put himself in a position where if the ball was thrown and it was tipped, he could make that catch. Mm-hmm. Is he just freelancing, or is that something that's being coached?
Well, it wouldn't be his first time making that same exact pick in that area of the field. You know, this is his third pick, I believe, making an interception right there, you know, right where the quarterback's trying to check the ball down or throw a little small drag or crossing route, and he's been in the line of fire or in the crossing, where the ball's going. You know, he's right there. You know, he'll probably deflect it or he'll catch it off a deflection, and both of those. A lot of his interceptions came just like that, where they were deflected in that area, and he caught it.
All right, Chandler, I'm being told we've got it queued up right now. This is rookie Brian Stork ready to meet the assembled media after getting a lot of playing time towards the end of the game yesterday against the Oakland Raiders.
So how did it feel to get the call to go in?
It felt good, just trying to get out there and get comfortable with the guys and just getting better.
Did you expect that you might play at some point
tonight? You just never know. You always got to be ready.
How do you think you did?
I did all right, but there's a lot of room for improvement.
Just protection overall, because Tom took a lot of hits today.
Just need to get better in general on everything.
Yes, I love this.
Is it difficult seeing Tom go down? Is that something you guys talk about?
We're just trying to get better and, you know, just do our blocking assignments and protect them.
I told you you were going in.
Do what?
I told you you were going in.
I just was going in. That's all I knew, and so I went in.
How would you describe that win?
It was a win. We just got to move forward and fix mistakes and look towards next week. You just got to do what you got to do and just do your job. That's why you're here.
As a collective group, when Tom's getting hit like that, are you guys trying to communicate a little bit better on the sideline or even during the game?
We're just trying to, you know, whatever happens, we fix it and just try to get better at it.
So, is there a lot to fix, or is it just...
We just have things to fix.
All right. So you can even hear.
Things to fix.
Could you hear the microphones in the background going beep? Beep? Okay, that's enough.
I'm wondering if like Bill walks in and gives him a little star, right? To put
right.
his helmet like good
like
job,
a Buckeye, like a Buckeye
yeah.
leaf or something, yeah. you know?
Let him wear like the hat in the locker room for the great interview.
Wait a minute. That was the week. Listen, that was a good interview. That really was. That was a very good interview. He controlled himself very well.
We just have things.
I feel like a lot of times, you know, a lot of reporters are trying to, you know, manipulate a rookie guy. You know, you try to throw a whole bunch of questions at him just to get him to, you know, like someone asked him who told me he was going in. Like, what kind of question is that?
Who told Chandler
yeah.
Jones told me.
Yeah, who told you? Like, who tells you to go into a game?
I know you and Chandler don't really talk, but he said that you came and told
Gostkowski told me, hey, why don't you go into the game? To
Logan Mankin sent me a text from Tampa.
Yeah. Right. Get ready.
Who told you were going in? Like what? Who usually tells players they're going in the game? who asked that question?
I don't know.
We'll find
who
out.
It is and fire him.
Then you can get on him in the first interview session of the week.
Who told you that you were going in?
is that the way he sounded?
I don't know who it was.
Yeah. We got to find out who it was.
Were
now.
You that good and that polished and that quick when you were a rookie, or did Stork take it to a higher level?
What would you, if you were a reporter in that situation, what would you ask him to try and get him to say? I guess backdoor, you know, way of tricking.
I would leave it alone. I wouldn't try to trick him.
But it's your
job.
Your editor says, listen, you're fired unless you give me something from Brian Stork.
Unless you give me a thousand words on Brian Stork.
Well, he would have been fired. I would have said, sorry.
But you have no fishing. Money, and if you lose this job, you die.
I don't know. I don't know what that guy was fishing for.
No,
he was asking the same question, basically, and Stork kept giving him the same answer.
What was the question again? What was the one you liked?
Who knows? Oh, what did he say?
Who told you to go in?
Who told you to go in the game? Here he goes.
I just was going in. That's all I knew, and I went in.
Rewind a little bit
Bring
more.
It back. Let's hear the question. Start figuring out who this is.
Who told you you were going in the game?
Who told
you?
I can't tell.
I don't know if we can
who
figure out
who
told
you
that
you were going in.
I just was going in. That's all I knew, and so I went in.
Hey, I was just going in. That's
all
I knew.
No, the fix-it part was great.
I was just going in the game. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
That's all he knows. What? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, get in the game.
It's kind of like 3-4-4-3 outside for you. You know, it's sort of like
whatever coach wants me to go.
Coach will put me in the best position to succeed wherever he wants me, I go.
Coach Belichick, whatever Coach Belichick says, Coach Belichick, it goes. That's how it goes.
We will make that our mission between now and the next time you join us.
We're
going to
get
Tuesday
you next week. We're
going to
get you next week.
Game, we will find
week.
Out
You're
what
gonna,
we're
No, he's going to be tired.
It won't happen.
Okay?
It
he's going to be tired. Happen. Coming from Kansas City. He's going to get not going to get back to like 4 in the morning. He's going to have to see us. Oh, he's going to be – your defenses will be weak.
All right, that's Chandler Jones, the New England Patriots.